No shortage of setbacks these days for those shipping ag products. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Consider the many stumbling blocks now for ag commodity shippers, both natural and man-made. Mike Steenhook is executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition.
It could be a weather-induced issue like drought, say on the Mississippi River or in Panama, or it could be a terrorist attack like at the Suez Canal. It could be, obviously, the global pandemic was the quintessential example of that. But there's a lot of these reasons why our supply chains are not operating as efficiently as we need them to be. And it's just kind of adding one more obstacle to profitability of our industry, and that includes soybean farmers.
Steenhook says product is still getting through, but alternatives often involve more time and expense.
We're sure happy we have a quality rail infrastructure that can routinely provide service, but then also is a position to pick up additional volumes when you have challenges with river transportation. But when you're making some of that modal shift from your option A to your option B, there's usually a cost associated with that. And so it's just one more challenge, one more additional cost that agricultural exporters are confronted with.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.